just to put information in front of people. I mean, Cedric, I was so pleased that you walked in this morning and said you had looked us up online and seen some of the information and couldn't believe that we did what we did for $17 a month. He saw it. You have to assume that people who take an honest look at what we do are going to say, sure. I mean, I've heard George talk about Mr. Savola is flirting with coming to town. And I love that I was with him a few times. And one of the times when I was at an event like this in Phoenix, he was telling the story that earlier that day he had been in the concierge level club. That's where executives hang out. It costs more, and you get to have free coffee up there, and maybe a croissant. But you're up there, and so Dave is up there, and the CEO says, "So who do you work for?" And he goes, "Legal Shield." And he goes, "Yeah, I've heard of that." And he goes, "Oh, great! How do you like your membership?" The guy goes, "I don't have the membership." And Savola rightly said, "Well, then you haven't heard of us." Now, Savola, yesterday we talked about posture? Savola's posture is off the graphs. Think about that. And I would even challenge you if somebody says, "Oh, I've heard of that." I mean, just follow that script. Great. How do you like the member? "Oh, I don't have it." Well, then you haven't heard of it. Because at 59 cents a day to have the membership, less than the bottle of water. I mean, are you serious? You don't have it? I mean, I actually go a little crasser than that. I say, listen. Remember that scene in Forrest Gump where every time he says, "Hey, are you stupid?" What's he say? "Stupid is what stupid does." And it's a brilliant line because the person who hears it goes, "Wait a minute, what are you saying? You're saying I'm stupid? No, are you saying you're stupid? What is going on here?" Like, it really confuses them, right? So when somebody goes, "Oh, yeah, I've heard of it, but it's not for me," I go, "You know, it's okay. It's a free country, and you are allowed to pay $300 an hour for an attorney, and you have that." And the person goes, "Do you have a brochure on that thing?" So this is really, if there's one message I want to get across, listen, if you're not marketing memberships, it's probably because you're trying to do this. Okay, you're trying to do this. You've got to be a communications expert where you just learn to put information. Now, how do we do that? We put information in front of people a few ways. I want to say I think gentle is better than harsh. I think conversational is better than lecture. Yesterday, some of you were introduced to my favorite party game called the question game. Does anyone want to challenge me? Okay. Dialogue is better than monologue. Okay, you just have to remember that. Digitally, listen, thank goodness for the 21st century marketing plan. Cedric, we have many videos that we're going to give you to send to your friends. And instead of you explaining it, the videos are going to explain it. It's going to make your job easy. And when people sign up and you get paid, you're going to say, "I'm so glad Dorcas and I came to that meeting that day. Because I didn't realize you have a great product that we can explain digitally using videos." Listen, there is a monster role with live events, my friends. I mean, I was a little concerned when George said, "How many people know we have lunch over at Mimi's?" And three of you raised your hand. Let me say something really harsh, family. You need to have the Utah calendar memorized every week, every month, backwards and forwards, starting time. You know, it's not good enough to go, "Yeah, I think they're doing something down in St. George's. I don't know." No, I got to know. Steve's in St. George's. His event is when? You guys got to know all this stuff. I mean, it's got to be right there. It just has to be. You've got to have a vision for events, and you got to go back to the nail. "Well, I'm not in St. George's, so... I can't build in St. George's." Steve, would you host people's guests if they came to your... Oh my gosh, can you believe that? We work as a team here. You got to get thinking bigger, my friends. Our organization's all over the country and no one gave it to us. We literally go study the calendar. Ryan Burns is speaking in this place. Okay, we're going to send... I send people to hear people that I can trust. I trust Ryan. I trust George. I trust Larry Smith. I trust Dave Savola. I build in all of the markets. If you go to the calendar, you can pull down the EAB calendar. You find out where every event is in the country where they're speaking at. You can find where platinums are. But I really want to make a strong push that you need to build strongest in your state's market. Okay? Starts with you knowing when and where they are. So use a system. Sometimes we talk about it. I've had some very healthy conversations with people here that say, I don't have anybody to call for a three-way. I say, then you need to find other people, even if you have to cross out of your team, because three-way calls and events, they are the system. And then this last thing, we tell people with patience. Again, I can't stand the one-and-done mentality. I also can't stand the two of the three of these, all right? So this came out of the book that I liked, that I was reading on the way out here. I want to recommend it again. It's called Go Pro by Eric Worre. He had a loose connection with our company years ago. But he makes a great point. He goes, when it comes to business, are you a hunter? I mean, people who are hunters go out, man, and they're going to bag their game whether the game wants to be bagged or not. Okay? And I know some of you have friends like that who say, oh, man, don't invite him because he's going to hold the whole conversation about why we all need legal stuff, all right? There's other people who join the company who think, oh, it's fourth down and 99 yards to go. I've got no retirement. If I don't win the lottery, okay, this isn't a lottery ticket. This is what we are. We are a farming outfit. We grow. We grow good business. We're patient. We plant seeds. We water the seeds. We nurture the seeds. And when you do it the right way, it produces a harvest. And that harvest is going to take care of you for a long time. So let's unpack this. So here's our challenge. We ask these questions. Is our service valuable? Hey, that sounded like really weak. I know George, maybe that's why George got he's our VP. He believes that the service is valuable. The rest of you, the jury's out. Let me ask it again. No, honestly, in your heart of hearts, is this a good service?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if I tried to say, how about you, would you want to join my new company that has buying power around the country where you get a 2% discount on anything you buy? Is that a good service? It may be or it may not be. I don't really have a company like that. I'm just trying to say, listen, I don't think there's another company out there that I think is better than what we do because legal hits everybody. And we are the best game in town for legal. You have to nail these questions in your own hearts and minds. Do you think people need what we have? Are they signing contracts? Are they pushed around? Can every person in the country with a social security number have their identity stolen? I mean, that's my favorite question. When somebody joins our team and says, well, where do you get your leads from? I say, let me just ask you another question. Who can have their identity stolen? They said, anybody. I said, including children. So there's our marketplace. I go, can I give you my illustration? They say, sure. I say, if I was a fishing guide in Minnesota and you came to me and said, is there any place to fish here? What's it say on the license plate? Land of 10,000 lakes. So if I was a fishing guide in Minnesota and you came to me and said, is there any place to fish here? I'd say, did you see our license plate? There's 10,000 lakes. So when you're sitting here and saying, well, where do you get leads from? How do you talk to people? I go, really? Everybody in the country can use this and you want to know where I'm getting mine? Have you ever been at a fishing thing where you're in a pond? My kids used to do this. My one son would throw a thing and he'd catch a fish. And my other son would, from across the pond, would walk right over to him and go, there's fish right where you're standing, so I'm going to stand right next to you. I'm going, no, there's fish in the pond. We just got to realize. All right, can they afford this?
Yeah.
59 cents a day on a month-to-month contract. Okay, so if it's valuable, if people need it and they can afford it, why don't they have it? Anybody know? They just don't know about it. That's the bottom line. They absolutely don't know about it. So Remind me again. What's your job description? Well, you sound like a Channing Colt. What's your job description? To put information in front of people so they can make intelligent decision for themselves. Okay. So we need to develop a plan. Listen, I can't go a lot into this, but we're going to touch on it. 21st century marketing is using the videos that we have. 21st century marketing says send people to your website. I'm going to give you one that I hesitate to give because it's going to hurt me in the long run, but I'm going to give it to you anyhow. Every new associate that I recruit, if I say, George, welcome to the team. I'm going to do this with Cedric. Cedric, welcome to the team. I want you to spend $12 at the website called GoDaddy.com where you buy domain names. And I want you to go buy the domain name for $12 for a year, a buck a month, the domain name that says CedricHelpsPeople.com. I guarantee it's available. Now, the more people use this, obviously, names start to disappear. But that's the name. I want you to put that on you, and I want you to connect that to the company's website, because a company with 21st century marketing, on their website, they have everything a person needs. So when Cedric, when you do that, and people say, what do? You say, I help people. Would you go to CedricHelpsPeople.com? And guess what? Where they're going to end up. I mean, is it any simpler than that? RyanHelpsPeople.com. Now that we've got a kick-butt website that has a huge button in the upper right corner that says Introduction to Legal Shield, so I'd say, George, go to JeffHelpsPeople.com, click on the button up in the upper right corner, and call me back in 3 minutes. And guess what? I'm using 20th century marketing. Make sense? GWP Connect, we're going to go over that here in a few minutes, but in a nutshell, this is a new application. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir? Yes. What you do is you buy that site and then you manage it, you have it forward it to your hub site. You know, and then, if you think about it for a minute, if somebody, how warm is that when somebody, George says, hey, just go to George Helps People? Wow. George's a cool guy. You know what he does? He helps people. It's warm. It's consistent with what we're doing, and it doesn't violate corporate's rules. So, all right, GWP Connect is the ability to put names. I mean, I don't know, how have you guys been using this at all? I love this thing. I love it because it just got fixed a week ago. Patrick Shaw is the person who does this. My family. There's GWP Connect in the lower left corner. Everybody see that? Now there's a free version and a paid version. Free version allows you to put 5 people in the app a day, and it also and it's good. You should have this integrated into your First Steps program. Cedric, we're going to show you how to use this, okay? But let's just, for the heck of it, Cedric, we're going to put your name in here. Cedric. How do you spell your last name, Cedric? Say it again. M-U-M. Is that close? Okay. M-U-A-N. Thank you. And your email? MK? I'm having a hard time hearing M's and N's. NK? Phone number? Now, look at this. This is what I love. Watch this. Now, I have the paid version. The paid version has a couple extra bells and whistles. But look what I get to. Oh, what's your zip code real quick? Now, I press choose campaign, and up comes this option. Membership, business owners, IDT, agents, professionals, opportunity. Now, the free version has memberships and opportunity, and it just had business owners added. The George Wilkinson of Colorado, he and I wrote the campaign for business owners. And that's it's significant because none of you have an excuse now. You should be collecting every dang business owner's card you can find and putting them in the app because they're going to get 10 letters from us in the next 10 months with videos and white papers and endorsements. And guess what all those letters come from? You. And when they're interested, they call you. And when they open the video and look at it, you get a video. I'm going to show you that. All right. I'm going to send the membership campaign to Cedric. And I hit submit. And there it is, success. Now, right now, Cedric just got an email from me saying, hey, I want to give you that 2-minute video, but I have to confirm this is the right email. Click on this to get the email. It's called a double opt-in. It's really an incredibly important part of this concept. Why? Anybody know? You will never get screened out on spam if they click that thing. So why is that important? Because every time I use this, I say, Ryan, do you have 2 minutes to look at a video? Yes, great. I'm going to send you a 2-minute video, but before I send it to you, I'm going to send in an email, and the first email you're going to get from me says it's okay for me to send emails. Is that okay? Click on that, and you're going to get the 2-minute video. Called a double opt-in. It's one of the most misunderstood things, which is why this is one of the most powerful tools we have. Okay? So once you're done with that, once they click yes, you're back to, you're going to be in a place where they're going to get multiple things. I said this yesterday. I signed up a guy in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I have not met the guy. I put him into this app earlier this week. He looked at it, wrote back, said I liked it. I did a 3-way call with him, believe it or not, with Josh, my son, who's an executive director. Guess what? He didn't know. I said, this is my business partner, Josh. He knows what to do, and he knows how to do 3-way calls. The guy calls back, says I want it. Now, here's what's really fun. If I go over here down here to view contacts, because I have the paid version, up comes all my contacts. Let's see if Cedric's in here. Hey, look, there you are, Cedric. So, Cedric, what this allows me to do is I can go to here and I can say, I can put notes. I'm going to put Dorcas as a Y. I keep notes on myself here. So, okay, go away. So now it's going to save. So what do I do? I'm able to keep information in there. It didn't do it yet, but I did put some notes. And when I want to call Cedric, all I do is I press that button. No, Cedric's in the system. He's going to get 10 or 12 emails from me in the next year. That's called a drip system, my friends. And it really works. And oops, sorry, I was calling you, Cedric. I apologize. So Cedric says, stop calling. Why do I think this is a great thing? I think it's a great thing because it will continue to drip on them and contact them. And I put different people in here at different times. And I also use this, if you like, see this underneath the videos thing right here, videos. It has the videos. So I can, if I'm sitting in a restaurant showing somebody, I can play any of these videos on here. It's pretty great. And then the last thing is that it allows me to put trainer or my accountability partner. So when I was putting this up, it was kind of funny. Just for the heck of it, I put my son in there and I put his email. So you put the person's name and their email. And when Cedric opens up that email, I'm going to get an email that says Cedric opened up the email and looked at the video. Josh is going to get an email saying Jeff's contact, Cedric, just opened the email. Why do you think that's important? Because then you, as the upline, can call the person and say, George, I just got an email from GWP Connect that said, Ryan Burns just opened your email. I think this is a good time for you to call him. And I'll just wait on the line while you call him. He calls, George calls Ryan, says, hey, I just wanted to circle back. Remember that phrase from yesterday? I just wanted to circle back and see if you had any questions. And Ryan's going, I just looked at that. How did you know? I just had a feeling. Guys, I can't tell you enough. The fact that it's free is worth it. I think the $7 a month paid one is worth a lot. $6.95. Thank you for correcting me. Do we have any questions on GWP Connect? Yes, sir. David. That's correct. They have to accept if they're going to do that. Look in your spam folder. There's other things to say. Ultimately, any questions you have about that, you can also go to their support. Just send an email to GWP support, and they'll be able to help you. They're very good. Yeah. Yep. $6.90. There's a free version, and there's a $6.95 a month version. It pays for yourself on one membership. Now, an accountability thing. One of the things I like, and this is what we're just in a beta test right now with our new associates, is we're saying. Because you can put 10 members a day, 10 names a day into the system. And so we're trying it. But we don't have enough data yet to say that it works yet. But I'm saying, if George, my new thing, George, if I pay this $7 a month thing, will you commit to doing 10 a day? Because 10 a day is 300 a month. Now, he may not get to 10, but if he commits and gets a lot of those names in there, eventually something's going to fall, and when he sells one, what do I get? Overrides. Cedric, remember, we pay with commissions and we pay overrides, okay? So, good questions. What else? What was anybody else? Yeah. I'm not sure. So once they're in the system, they're in. You can do one name per campaign is what it comes down to, one email. But if you have a question, you can. What's that? That's correct. So I've got to figure out why my slides aren't coming up here. All right, I would just say, hey, start integrating this in, mainly because it's a drip system, it's an accountability system, it's a notify people when you're, I'm telling you, it's a great thing. It's just, Patrick is just a brilliant man for developing it. Counter things aren't as good, they don't use corporate websites, and they cost more. So this costs less, use corporate videos, connects in, there's just so many bells and whistles, I could tell you more later. I've already mentioned weekly events. Sit-downs. I'm going to suggest that the reason we don't do more sit-downs is because we're not any good at them. I said yesterday you need to flip each other on a regular basis. What I mean by that is have your flipbook out, whether you do it with a flipbook or whether you do it with a brochure or whether you do it with an iPad or anything like that. You've got to practice doing sit-downs so you can say, hey, let's get together and have a conversation about what we do. What was your job description again? information in front of you so they can tell the decision for themselves. Hey, you know another way to do that is to do a PCC, which is nothing more than a PBR done on a phone line. PBRs and PCCs are great. I love when Steve Melia came to town and he said, listen, I have the secret to grow your business and I'm not going to tell you unless you raise your right hand and promise that you will do it. And then the audience just were suckered into it. No, tell us. No, I'm not going to tell you. Tell us. He goes, okay, you got to promise you'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. We promise. Take our first child if we don't. He goes, okay, the answer is PBRs. It's the bottom line. You get people together. Now, listen, it's an uncomfortable thing for some people to go, oh, have people over to the house. We go a different way. I just say, Kate, how many people can you put in your house? How many could you put there? 20? Great, that's your number. When do we want to do it? I mean, instead of going, would you feel... No, I mean, John Drennan said this. You just ask people straight up. Stop making this harder than it is. How many people can you put in your house? Great, that's what you're aiming for. You know what? If they say 20, if Katie ends up with 10, are we going to be happy? Because we're going to show 10 people the information and let them make an intelligent decision for themselves. We don't care. We just want to put information in front of people. The more people, Cedric, the more people we put information in, the better they're going to understand, the more money you're going to make. And then you and Dorcas can decide how many children you want to have. But who? All right, the art and discipline of making a list. First of all, I play poker. I forget. Somebody here said they have a poker game coming up. I was going to ask them if I can join. Man, in poker games, man, there's this art of having what's called a poker face, right? I've got a terrible poker face. I happen to be pretty good at poker, but I'm not. I've got a bad poker face. I can't believe how many people bring a new associate in, and they were very social and connected before they signed to be an associate. They say, "Now let's make a list." They go, "I don't know anybody," and they go to poker face. And then it's going to be a battle of wills. You know what? Larry gave me permission. I give permission to you. If somebody says, I don't know that many people, it's the time for the big takeaway. What's the big takeaway? Ryan, if you really don't know anybody, you need to write to the company and get your money back. It's bottom line. This business is about putting information in front of you. And if you don't know anybody, it must mean you're rude. We don't like rude people. No, I'm kidding about that. You know Ryan isn't rude. Ryan's awesome. But I can't believe how many times early in my career when I was, people say, yeah, I really don't know anybody. You know, what they're saying is all kinds of things. I'm afraid. I'm embarrassed. I don't want my friends to think I'm working for one of those companies. I go, oh, one of those companies? Like $651 million, the largest. You don't want to let them know that you work for the largest provider of legal services in the entire country? We are? I didn't know that. Okay. The average person knows 300 people. John Drennan says it's way past 300. He thinks it's 400 to 500. I said the other day in training that you just have to get into the art and discipline of making a list. Matter of fact, we're really looking forward to next weekend is our Super Saturday, and David Hughes from Colorado is speaking at Colorado's. I think we've never had him speak. And we're like, this is stupid. He does a great thing where, and I can't even do it here, but he says, who do you know? And he, you know, so here you are, and I draw a line down, and here's George's name. Now, who do you and George know together? And we start drawing things out that way. And when I say it's art and it's discipline, it just takes a little bit of time. Now, here's what I think. You guys are so damn busy. You don't slow down. You say, I'll sit with you for an hour. Who do you know, George? You in Rotary? How long ago? Who do you know from Rotary? Oh, weren't you on some insurance board or committee? Who do you know? Oh, you know people there too. Who do you know from high school? What clubs were you in high school? I mean, yesterday when we were playing the question game, it has so many functions, and it has it here. But I put art and discipline for a reason. It takes some practice. But after a while, you can get good. And I love that John Drennan said, When he sits with a person, they never end up with less than 400 names. Now, again, I know so many associates who tell me, listen, I try to get my associates to write names down, and each of them only know four people. How am I supposed to build a business with if everybody I recruit only knows four people? And I say, you need to develop your ability to help people make the list. All right, so listen, I have some fun things. Ryan Burns really did teach me a great thing. When I saw him, I said, I still use something he taught me, and that is when you develop your list, you divide it into four categories. Category one is people you look up to. Category two is people who look up to you. And I thought when he said this, it was honestly one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen. Why? Because the people who I look up to are used to giving me advice. I've got a relationship saying, Larry Smith, I trust you. Would you look at this for me? Tell me what you think. What am I doing? I'm making a presentation, putting in information. Now, I've been in ministry for a long, long time, and I have so many people around the world who look up to me. And Ryan said, I love you. You don't even ask them. You tell them. Remember saying that? Hey, I don't want any argument. Look at this. Which I thought was smart, and it really does work because they look at it. Yeah, I'll look at it. You tell me to look at it, I'm looking. Because I look up to you, and if you say it's important, I believe it's important. Third category is peers. People that are just friends. And you're not uptight about it. People you can say, hey, would you mind looking at this, David? We teach a lot of silly little things. Hey, I need another set of eyeballs to look at something. Hey, I'm on a new project. Hey, I've connected with a company. Would you mind looking at something? You want to hear another funny one I do? Is I'll throw it in. As a matter of fact, this is the thing I say with every PCC that I do. I say, all right, everybody, thanks for joining. I'm glad you're friends with Ryan. We're just going to run through our information. And can I just get the elephant in the room out of here? Put your credit cards and checkbooks away. This isn't a sales call. I just want you to know what Ryan's doing, how he's helping people, and you may know somebody he can help. Now let's get down to the business at hand of letting you know what he does. What am I doing? I'm putting information in front of people so they can make positive decisions for themselves. And then what I love that Ryan said is the fourth list is chicken list. I want to know truthfully in this room, does anybody know Dave Brown in Rochester, New York? Okay. Rochester, New York. He's my best friend in the world. I love him. I take a bullet for him. And for whatever reason, I'm afraid to tell him about leadership. Yes, I have a chicken list. Now, I know that the very force of the name Dave Brown brings fear into all of your hearts, doesn't it? No, that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, I think I could get every person in this room Dave Brown's phone number and say, call him and ask him to look at a 2-minute video. And you'd go, okay. Dave Brown doesn't scare me. I have a chicken list. Ryan, do you have a chicken list? George, you have a chicken list? I mean, everybody has a chicken list. I'm friends with Henry Kissinger. I'm friends with Colin Powell. They're absolutely on my chicken list. But you know what? Most people, what we do is we slop chicken lists. I'm not afraid to call anybody on your list. I'm just not. And if you take my chicken list, I mean, we can help each other. Heaven forbid if we start working as a team. So Ryan taught me that. Ryan, thank you for that. I give you kudos for teaching me, and we now implement that throughout our team. Mike Melia, I told you already. What Mike Melia taught me is you carry your list everywhere. You carry your list everywhere. I mean, I had to apologize to Lucy and Clyde because I was making a call when they were driving me around, and it wasn't like really socially acceptable, but it was a contact, and they forgave me, and at least I think they did. But you carry your list with you everywhere. Why? Two reasons. A, when you've got some extra time, which most of you have, you can make calls. And more importantly, B, when you bump into somebody, you can go, hey, I should have that person on my list. Because your list always should be growing. John Drennan taught me that, again, your list is bigger than you thought. It should be bigger than you thought, than you think. You know way more people than you realize. To be honest with you, if you don't have a big list, it just means you're not disciplined. That's a polite way to say it. I mean, I'll be crasser and say you're probably a little lazy. you should have 400 people on your list. You should definitely, and for God's sake, stop screening them. Oh, they have enough money. They can afford lawyers. Oh, her? She said something catty about money. I'm not going to... John Drennan also taught me that it's okay to... John Drennan has actually some great theories on this. He said, your sweet spot is in between friends and acquaintances, and the more they know, anybody that's out of town, you do a PCC, in town, you do a event, a PBR, or a sit-down. But I want to tell you what Kirk Sanders taught me. None of you should know Kirk Sanders. He's nobody. He's actually only he's an associate. He's on my team. About 6 months ago, Kirk came up to me. I play poker with Kirk, and Kirk came up to me and said, hey, Jeff, I want to tell you, thanks for nothing. I said, okay, that's the strangest hello I've ever heard from somebody. I said, what do you mean, thanks for nothing? He goes, well, 3 weeks ago, I was taking my wife to the airport, and she was late, so we were late, and we were driving very fast, and Denver's airport is under construction, and so there's speed controls, and what happens in a construction zone when you go too fast? The fines are doubled. So he said, I had to pay $375 in a speeding fine that you could have gotten me off of if I had had legal speed. I go, yeah, probably. He goes, well, you never told me about it, so thanks for nothing. I go, dude, there's people over here who sell to their friends. I just didn't want to be that. You're my poker friend. He goes, Jeff, people who sell to their friends and push crap and you know, vitamins and noni juice and this and that. And then there's people who help people. And this is you, and this is them. You got to remember, helping people isn't the same as pushing crap on them. And that's what Kirk taught me. And I've gone back now to all the people that I realized, and I said, I don't want any of my friends or family to say thanks for nothing. And I give you permission, listen carefully, I give you permission to use that story about me and with Kirk as an excuse to go up to somebody and say, Ryan, I was with this guy this weekend, and like he didn't tell his good friend about what we do, and his friend got a ticket that really hurt him. And I didn't want that to happen to me, because his friend said to him, thanks for nothing. I don't want you ever to say thanks for nothing. This probably isn't for you. Does that sound like Dave Savola? This probably isn't for you, but at least I want you to know. And I give my card. If I could ever be of any help, let me know. Okay? So use Kirk Sanders as an excuse to rekindle conversations that you probably should have had a long time ago. All right, we got to get rid of the one-and-done mentality. Talk about that. We talked about this yesterday. 5.8 times. Why? The number of times Larry Smith says people need to hear this information. You don't buy things the first time you... I mean, I say this all the time. You don't buy things the first time that you see it. You just don't do it. So, 4 words that'll change your business, your marriage, your family. 4 words are, how can I help? I think I told you guys yesterday, make sure you go to the website businesscardplan.com. Who's listening to the businesscardplan.com website? Anybody in the room? I thought somebody else did. Somebody said they stayed up half the night listening to it. What's that? Oh, okay. Anyhow, so we're creating a plan to grow our business. We lead with that concept of, let me give you my business card. I say, if I ever could be of any help, let me know. Earlier today, we talked about this. What does your list look like? In my opinion, to play the game right, to play the game well, you got to have all of these in play. 10 businesses, 10 individuals, and 10 groups. You carry your list with you every day. You add to it every day. It's a discipline. I have so many cards and so many contacts, I do not have enough time to follow up on them. I've gotten very disciplined at collecting names. Now I just have to find better ways to get rid of them. All right, so some of you still are going to challenge. I just don't know anybody. I picked this up a little while ago, and I love this piece.
Typically, post office lines breed anger and frustration. But at the head of this queue on the campus of Penn State University at State College, Pennsylvania, you'll find nothing but joy.
I love coming in here.
My mission is to make them have a little bit of levity on the way out and say, hey, not so bad after all. Oh, nice nails.
To that end,
thank you.
Mike Herr lives by a simple motto.
Nice.
If you can't say something nice about someone,
that is one of the nicer coats.
You're just not looking hard enough.
You did a good job.
Even if it's only how nicely they filled out their forms.
You're natural.
And he's been like this with just about every customer,
nice.
Every day, for 38 years.
Nice, too. Very nice.
How do you keep this up for so long?
You're stumped by that question.
This is what I do. I'm just myself, and that's all I can do. How's your mom doing?
The man really is pure heart, which is part of the reason the lines are so long here.
You come in to buy stamps when you don't need stamps.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Nicole Logan is a regular.
Because he just makes your day so much better.
These are for you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
And because kindness begets kindness, Mike gets quite a few special deliveries himself. The kids have made him Grand Marshal of the Homecoming Parade. And once in 2000, when the postmaster told Mike he had to take down all the posters and pictures decorating his office.
Now is the time for action!
The kids took to the streets.
Mike the mailman is the greatest, most dedicated mailman I've ever met in my entire life.
And to think Mike has earned this much loyalty and devotion just by talking to them at a counter.
Very delightful to look at, huh?
Thank you.
You really have no idea who you're going to influence and when you're going to influence them. Does that make sense?
Michael Aikenhead is a high school teacher in Connecticut. He got his master's at Penn State. And although he didn't know Mike the Mailman very well, years later, when he was awarded Teacher of the Year in his district, guess who he thanked for his success?
The one person I'm always going to remember and probably taught me the most about life was actually Mike the Mailman.
It was honestly his example that kind of taught me it's not what you do in life, but it's how you do it.
Now that's something to write home about.
All right, so I got to tell you a sad commentary about some other people in our company. So, obviously, the Chamber of Commerce is a really good thing, right? You go and meet businesses, and I continue to have people on my team come back and go, "Man, I went to a chamber and like they hate Legal Shield." Cedric, we'll be in touch, man. Thanks. He had to go. So, he's still not his paper. Back to my story, Chambers of Commerce, a lot of people hate. Why? Because they're Legal Shield people who join, vomit on all of them. And when they can't get immediate things, they leave and they don't come back. And the people in the chamber go, well, they were obviously here just for themselves. They weren't here to help us. They weren't here to serve. They weren't trying to be, helpful. So I have to tell my people to say, okay, let's go in undercover and we make name tags that say Go Small Biz, which is our business division. We go in and guess what? They write tons of business because they're like Mike. We train them. And my question to you is, could you be like Mike? Could you be just a person that's kind of delightful to be around? And what does Dave Savola say? He has four parts to his strategy. What's part one? Pay a compliment. Now, Dave Savola has said this for how many years? How many people do you know who do that? Like, I don't meet very many Legal Shield people who do that. Until I remind them that Dave Savola said we should do that. Oh, yeah. I should do that. Now, I'm not saying be weird. I mean, you're not trying to... Again, I'm going to keep going. Lucy... Some of these people didn't hear that story. Clyde and Lucy took me to dinner the other night, and we were just chatting with our gal, and she'd walk up and we'd chat, and she'd leave. And then she'd come back up, and we said, "What do you do when you're not here?" And she said, "I'm a speed skater trying to get ready for the Olympics," and she'd walk away. And then she came back a few minutes later, and he said, "Well, how long have you been doing that?" And every time she came back, we weren't grilling her or drilling her. We were just trying to hear what's important to you. Then you guys are smart. I said, "Man, I thought that Olympic skaters had to have sponsors." And she said, "Well, they do. How's your sponsorship going?" "Well, that's why I'm working here." how much did he work here, Lucy? I mean, Lucy, Krista. I mean, am I relating all this the right way? I mean, jump in here anytime you want. And this took an hour. I mean, we had a delightful day. She goes, well, I work about 39 and a half hours here at this job, and I have another job. I said, and how much, what's the nut you're trying to crack? Remember the nut she was trying to crack? $1,600, right? So you know what I love about going to, what is the name of that restaurant? Macaroni Grills, they have paper on the tables. You know what I'm talking about? You know, so I'm writing on the table. I go, so you work 39 and a half. I'm going, that's a lot of hours. I'm telling her story back to her. I go, you want to make $1,600? Oh, you know, I said, let me ask you this. I said, if we can make this 39 and a half go down and this 1600 go up, would you be interested in hearing about that? Because I could train more. And then when she started talking about training, Lucy, tell her what happened. What'd she do when she started talking about it? She choked up. He's like, are you serious? You could help me reach my dreams? Claude got her information, put it into the app. That was Thursday evening. And Thursday night, what happened? You got an email that said... already looked at it. Did we sell her anything? Nah, not yet. Did we share a little? Were we a little Mike? Were we just interested in her? Yeah. And you have the ability to do the same. You have the ability to be kind. You have the ability to pay compliments. I just would encourage you. And as Dave Savola says, and somebody goes, well, that's not my personality. Dave Savola says, well, maybe now would be a good time for you to get a new personality. So let's review so far. We have a great service. We have great tools. We have a vision. We have the ability to ask, what? How can I help? All right, so here's some fun scripts. Somebody asked yesterday, so we're going to go over these again. When asked, what do? You respond by saying, may I ask you a question? They say yes, and this is your answer. I typed it out so that you could write this down. And my team, we require you to memorize this word for word. It's not good enough. You have just a basic idea. This is Mike. Bill Walker's phrase. This is why I told you to go to the website, businesscardplan.com. It'll outline this entire training. But it's real simple. You hand a business card out. People look at it and they say, wow, what do you do? You answer their question with a question. May I ask you a question? They say yes. You ask another question. If you could pick up the phone, call an attorney on any matter and not receive a bill, would you do it? They say yes. You say, that's what I do. Bill Walker's numbers are rough, but I've heard him say that 60% of the people will say, how do you do that? Or, are you a lawyer? We want that. We want them to ask that question. But if you answer that question, you've just slid into the salesperson. We don't want to be salesperson. So you say, Ryan, do you have 2 minutes to look at a video? Hold on a second. Boom, out comes the phone. Let me just send you a quick video because the video will show you. Okay? And that's how you get out of it. You just aren't in a sales. You just say... And by the way, the subset on this thing, and I'll give you this because some of your people will run into this. People will, what is it? Just tell me what it is. Okay? Here's your answer. There's nothing I can say that will do any better than this two-minute video. Do you have 2 minutes? And if they say no, you say, great. Oh, call me back when you have 2 minutes. Because, I mean, I know a lot of busy people, but most of them have 2 minutes. So you must be the busiest guy I know. But just don't be suckered into it. Well, just tell me. You know, I'd love to. I can't say it any better than this two-minute video. Or if you want to send them the four-minute video, send them the four-minute video. If you want to write some websites down, I'll give you a few more. You ready? The four-minute can be found at helpwithlegalmatters.com. Helpwithlegalmatters.com. This is the price of admission, George, right here. I'm going to give you all our websites. Helpwithlegalmatters.com. If you want to get to the I love how the company knows that if you have, you know, people say $17, it sounds pretty good to me, but what kind of lawyers do you use? You guys gotten that question? Yeah, that's a great question. Brian, why don't you go to this website? Let me text you the website. The website is www.whatsortoflawyers.com. That's going to take you to our lawyer, the description, the four-minute video on that. Whatsortoflawyers.com. And since we're just on this, we're going to deviate momentarily on the idea about websites, because I really think you got to be black belts in this area of digital 20th century. Don't open your mouth. Give tools. All right? So if I'm sitting with George and he's a businessman, and I go, George, I think I can save you some money and improve your bottom line. Do you have a few minutes? Yeah, what is it? Well, you open up your computer. I want you to go to this website, www.growandprotectyourbusiness.com. That's a long one. Grow and protect your business. By the way, that came from Sandy English, who's one of the studs in the Atlanta market in small business. And when people say, what do, Sandy? He says, I help grow and protect small businesses. Yes, sir? A-N-D. Mm-hmm. Grow and protect your business. You run into a business owner? I'm really throwing stuff out. I shouldn't. I'm sorry, dude. I can't help. You run into a business owner that you want to look at as a group? Or an HR person, go to you say, hey, do you have 3 minutes? Go to www.hroverview.com. HROverview.com. That sends that person to the website that says, you know, it basically is the one that helps an HR person understand how we can help their company. It's really a very good short video. Anybody working in the broker market out of curiosity? Broker people, www.brokersnapshot.com. Brokersnapshot.com. These are all redirects that we came up with to just make it easy for people to connect with some of the websites. And by the way, the 2 minute video, we have a redirect on the 2 minute video. That is fastsnapshot.com. Okay? So, questions on any of those? We'll keep going then. Are we doing okay on time? I think we are. All right, when transitioning on three-way call, here's your script. We said this yesterday. Wait until they ask a question, and then you say, that's a great question. Let me get you the answer. You don't say, take a look, let me get my sales, my upline sales guy who knows a lot. Don't say that. Some people, well, shouldn't I be honest with them and tell them I'm calling somebody? No. Just say, that's a great question, let me get you the answer. What are you doing? They ask a question. One of our scripts. Okay, so we are on the final sprint here. We're going to do questions in here in a minute, but I want to show you one of the fun. I love football. I love what we're doing. And this is a scene from a movie that I just think is marvelous that describes our business. I'm assuming you're here on a Saturday morning during hunting season because you want to grow your business. And I wish I could say that there's an easy way. I'm going to show you the easy way. But I am not going to do that. But I am going to show you, and I'm going to push off this video. It's from a movie called On Any Given Sunday.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. All comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get it kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I threw away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing. Who's willing to die, who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team or we will die. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you gonna do?
How does this hit you? How does this apply to you? I've seen it 100 times and it hits me in my business right here. Where does it hit you? Who has a little bit of courage to say this is what it could mean? Go ahead, boy. That's right. Somebody else? Yeah. Somebody? Yeah. It's okay. Right. gosh, go ahead. Anybody else want to say anything? Because we're going to move on. I just was curious how that thing hit, because I think there's so much in there for us. For starts, this is a game of inches. So when I come and I speak, people, how do you get those? I go, you know, it is a game of inches. It's finding Cedric in the Salt Lake market. It was an inch. I have a big team out here. George said, hey, why don't you start a leg out here? I said, yeah, I'm going to try to find somebody out there. And Cedric walked in. Now he and Dorcas, that's an inch for today. Tomorrow afternoon I'm going to call Cedric and say, can you come on our team call tonight? That's going to be another inch. And then I'm going to ask George to help me get him into basic training. And it's another inch. This game is a game of inches. Your business is a game of inches. And some people go, well, I just want it delivered to me. Can't you just tell me the easy way to get it done? I go, there's not an easy way. I love when he goes, it's the guy who's willing to crawl and scratch. There are days this business is about scratching. It's about getting out of bed. It's about doing things you don't feel like doing. But I love that he also said in there that if you will crawl, scratch for that inch, you're going to find somebody across from you who's got your back. And I want to tell you that George has your back. Do you guys have each other's backs, and do you have his back? Because if we don't do this together, but it all comes down to, I love it, he goes, life is about the 6 inches that are right here. And we've got to get to a place where we stop looking for the easy answer. What do you need to do? You need to put information in front of people so they can make an intelligent decision for themselves. Who do I put it in front of? Everybody I meet, everybody that I know. How do I put it in front of them? I've got an application, I've got websites, I've got brochures. I have the tools. I've got the plan. I've just got to stop looking for the easy way. Every time I see that, it just grabs me. It grabs me. So, okay, I'm going to tell you. If you ever want to use that again, you just find it. It's called Any Given Sunday Inspirational Speech prepping for this, I spent like hours trying to edit out 3 bad words. Okay? I'm like telling my son how I'm dying to use this clip in Salt Lake this weekend, but it's a monster to try to edit this. And he goes, and he goes, oh, here's a clean version of it. So you can actually type in Any Given Sunday Speech Clean, and you're going to get the non-naughty word one. So if you... I did that once. I didn't realize that on airplanes they edit out all the naughty words. And I said to my, hey, you got to go see this movie. And it was... All right, so I want to challenge you to scratch, okay? Doggone it. Does anybody have a new person on their team that's still in Fast Start qualifying mode? Okay, I want you to scratch on their behalf, and it is what, the 19th. You have 11 days. I want you to scratch with them, for them, and teach them how to scratch to get them Fast Start qualified this month. Why? Because 11 months from now, you're going to take them to pick up their BMW. Start doing it. Start scratching. Stop looking for the easy way and stop pretending that it's not your problem. Number 2, even though we're past the 15th, is anybody in the room Fast Start qualified for the month of October? Congratulations. Way to go. Give them a hand. Okay, the rest of you, you've got 11 days. You've got 11 days to do this. When you get good at scratching, it gets, after a while, you're going to say, why was I worried about 5? Okay? The 11, you guys, you have 11 days. Start scratching. George, I need a full report on November 2nd about how many people scratch their way in the performance club. It's not. It's about the 6 inches right here. It's about the 6 friends you're going to put in to the app tonight. You've got to make sure your team is in this. You've got to make sure your team is there. Does your team know? Now, I was talking this morning with somebody about, you know, I'm not asking you to give stuff away, give business away. I don't want you to carry your team into Performance Club. But you need to let them know that you've got their back. Let's go find people together. Let's put them into your app together. You've got to have their back. When you get stuck, who are you going to talk to? You've got to know who your team is. George gets stuck, I hope he would call me. If I get stuck, I call George. I'm trying to set it up with Larry being so busy that the ED's on Larry's team that we're not even going to call Larry anymore. We're going to call each other. George, can you help me? Brenda, can you help me? You've got to know who your support team is. Okay? So I got one more video, but before we hit that video, I want to say, what are the questions that I can answer? Are there ways that we can elaborate on anything that would help us scratch our way? You can definitely call me. Don't be surprised if I say, how's the scratching going? How is the 6 inches in front of your face? Honestly, because I got so many people. I mean, listen, you know, Ronnie, would you agree? There are so many people that are great theory talkers. Yeah, you know, when we get this group and this business and when we, hey, how's your Fast Start qualifying? And, oh, you know, got to work on that. I go, great. Call me back after you've scratched your way into that. You've got to be serious about it. Don't ask. You know what? Here's one of my mentors said this. Listen carefully. Don't care for somebody's business more than you do, but more than they do. If you call me up and say, hey, I want, tell me about your business. Tell me what you're doing. How's Performance Club? Well, I haven't been on Performance Club for years. I'm going, you know what? You go to take George's basic training class. And I'm not trying to be snotty. I'm just trying to say, I can't care for your business more than you. You have the tools. You have the training. So, anything else we can clear up? Yes, sir. I don't think there's one that's better. I'm biased towards GWP Connect, not because it's Patrick's, but because my marketing company helps clients set up drip systems. Everybody knows for years. Why does McDonald's do like a commercial every 2 minutes on TV? Because they know that, you know, the more touch points you get. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways. The key isn't one being better than the other. The key is getting the information in front of people. That's one of the reasons why I advocate that you get George helps people. Why? Because that might stick in somebody's mind, you know. And the guy who George says that to has a cousin whose uncle got arrested and they need help. And you say, who is that guy? What? George helps people? Go to that website. There's just all different kinds of ways to get information. So I don't think there's one. I do firmly believe in drip systems. Okay, I believe that you've got to circle back. I believe in the 5.8. I also totally believe in using tools. You know, the number of people who, I mean, I just hear it all the time. I mean, that's why we said, I mean, missed it yesterday. Don't be a tool. Just, I mean, commit yourself. I mean, I'm a bronze. I'm going to be platinum soon. I don't tell people about it. I use tools. I use three-way calls. Yeah. The paid version does link to your website. The paid version. It's another reason why it's a good thing to have the paid version. All right, we're going to keep going. I got you want to do that? I forgot about this. Yeah, I forgot about my club, my golf. Yeah, some people miss my golf club. Listen, I'm a terrible golf club. I apologize for saying, if those of you who were here yesterday, listen, I love golf. I'm not very good at it. but it gets me out of the office. But here's what I learned. In a golf club, when I hit the ball off this side of the very tip, it goes that way. Okay, and when I hit it off this side, it goes that way. But you know, when I am slightly lucky and a little bit disciplined and it hits it right in what's called the sweet spot, this sucker goes so far, and it's effortless. And it's because the club is doing the work. Now, if we let our tools do the work, a year from now, this freaking parking lot's going to be full of BMWs. But if we try to do the work, and here's what I said yesterday. If you say too much to somebody, they're not going to look at it. That's you being a tool. If you say too little to somebody, then you're being evasive and you sound like some cheesy network marketing company that doesn't really want to tell the truth. And we can't afford that. So you've got to practice. What do? I ask you a question. You can pick up the phone and call and train on any matter. What do? I work in the area of identity theft protection, control advisory systems. Have you heard of identity theft? I mean, I have short answers, and then I get them right into a tool. I do not try to sell anybody. Does anybody remember the video that we started with? Life's a race. Sometimes you get knocked down. That was from a movie called Chariots of Fire. It happened in 1923, the story of that race. It's kind of nice, but it was so long ago. And it was in the movies. You know, movies can... So sometimes I wonder, could it ever happen in real life? Anybody remember this?
The 600-meter underway. Heather Dornan of Minnesota finished second in this event a year ago. She was in lane four. And Dornan is probably going to be your favorite. She actually won the NCAA championship in 2006 in the 800, but she only won one Big Ten championship in the 2 years.
Three laps in this event, 600 meters, three times around the 200-meter track here at the Field House.
What a bold move by Fallon. She's looking very confident, and the Penn State runner is just running amazing today. She did win her heat in the 400, but ended up taking fourth overall.
That's Fawn Dorr moving into the lead, a sophomore from Penn State. Dornan running second.
Dornan last year scored 23 points for the Golden Gophers in their Big Ten championship, so they're really relying on getting a lot of points from her this weekend, and she's just coming by Fawn Dorr now in the home stretch, heading into the bell lap.
Dornan falling down, gets up quickly, but that's going to cost her. Lucky she wasn't injured.
Her teammate just went to the front, though, so they may be able to recover from that. And Dornan is flying down the backstretch.
She is catching up.
She is going to catch Fawn Dorr, and she may catch the leader.
Wow.
But she's got Fawn.
This is a gutsy effort by Dornan. Can she pull it off? She's moving it third. Dornan coming down the stretch from the outside. Dornan coming on strong.
That is amazing. To fall in a 600, I mean, this is basically a sprint. I mean, this is an extended 400, basically. So fall with 200 meters to go and get up and win, that is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That's really the most exciting round, too. Here's the fall.
Oh, she tripped on Fawn's shoe.
It looked like Fawn just clipped her heel, and she went down just before the bell lap.
Fawn Dorr had the high hurdler to avoid a collision.
And she is powering down this home stretch, just doing everything she can to win this heat.
So the question is, do you have the ability to run the race? It doesn't matter whether you've been knocked down. It doesn't matter whether you've been in 1 hour like Cedric for 15 years. What do you want to do? Where do you want to take this? How much are you willing to crawl and scratch there's a message I want to say is that you can do it. You can do it. And the people that I know at the very top level, I'm friends with Rip Mason, and he says, you guys can do it. And Larry Smith and Dave Savola, they say, you can do it. The only person that needs to decide whether they want to do it is you. You've got the tools, you've got the skills, you've got the scripts, you've got the training, you've got the leadership. So I just want to say thanks for having me. Let's go, Utah. Hey, I got two quick questions. How many guests can you have at your briefings this week? The answer is more than we had last week. Okay? More than we had last week. You're going to have to crawl. You're going to have to scratch. I would challenge you to find somebody, one person, to say, I'm buying you lunch. I want you to see what I'm doing. If you need an excuse, say, listen, my business is kind of fluttering. I need somebody to help me think of people I can help. Would you come just look at what I do so we could brainstorm people that we can help? There's a million ways to do it. And by the way, I just want to bring this last point up. You guys, I mean, you just got to high-five George for the work he's doing on your behalf. Michael Dorsey is one of the few platinums. And Michael's coming here next month. And Michael is a gem. He's soft. He's so successful and soft-hearted. And, boy, we learn every week from Michael. And he's so available for phone calls for us. But you're going to see that he's got some real same similar tips about income-producing activity. And you don't want to miss this. And what I would tell you right now is double the size of this room. Every one of you should stop thinking, well, I'll just hope that my team comes. No, it's your job to get them here. You need to get them here and say, listen, we're going to jumpstart your business, and it's going to start by you hearing one of the platinums, Michael Dorsey. So I can't say enough. But, I mean, is there anything, George, you want to add to, about Michael? Because he's amazing. He's successful. Oh, yeah. The guy's great. And he speaks. He's on everything. But anyhow, but you know what? What do we have to do with this? You've got to get this into your planning. Who am I going to invite to a meeting this week? How am I going to get one person? I don't care how you have to scratch and crawl. I mean, I'm going to ask George or all the people running meetings. You need to shame people. I'm kidding. You got to step it up, though. You know what I like about that last race? Is you know what that race shows? Is that deep down, people have another gear. They have the ability to dig deep and say, I'm going to kick it into another gear. And for Utah to win the contest that George wants you to win, that is the next 2 weeks, you guys got to kick it into gear. For you to reach your goals, you got to kick it into gear. All right? So thank you. God bless. We'll see you.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, next up here, I got to embarrass you.
Oh.